Russian sovereign or something, he was the Yadav Adoro. But the only four, a din, a mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah, Hanahagir to Adoro, if it's only a Hirashah, and it's called a Dvar Nevu, it's not called a mitzvah. This Torah Kohanim is the marker of the Yisrael that the Rambam has in the 14 Shorashim in the Sefer Mitzvah. So if I miss the Rambam, divided into two halves. So the first half it gives you the 14 clothing to determine which mitzvah is going to count and which is not going to count, and which mitzvah is going to count together as one. How will be curl of many mitzvahs included in one, and then he will count them separately. The second half of the Sefer Mitzvah is in itself the actual minyan mitzvah. In the first half, it gives you all the shalosh and all the flow. And one of the scholem is that a mitzvah hanahegir for sure is not called a mitzvah. So the marker for that is this Torah's kohen. This Tirah Machumish has different places various biurim based on this assumption that whatever it says in the pasuk kasha tiba Hashem es Moshe, it's obviously referring to a din adoris. It's not referring to a heru asher. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called kasha tiba. Otherwise, it would say kasha tiba Hashem es Moshe. This is story that the Rambam has based on this Torah Kohanim is considered one of the Kori Amunah. The Rambam has a huge amount of Kori Amunah. One of them is Shazaz HaTor Lotzi Mokhlefes Mersi Tarachais Mieris HaZori Mgorshmer, that we assume that the mitzvahs will not be changed. And the Baal HaTanya has in his paper that this is based on the Pasuk in this week's HaTorah, Tor Vashav Zagoru, Ani Hashem lo shaniti, v'yatem ene Yaakov lo chilitim. Ani Hashem lo shaniti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. The change is only chal on nivroim. The Torah doesn't change. So just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, so too, Huvu Chachma so yechod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Chachma are one and the same. It's not like a human being that when a baby is born, so it doesn't have any Chachma, then when it grows older, it gets more Chachma, then when it gets older, it gets his Chachma, or gets smart, or whatever. Chachma changes, the essence of the person is one and the Chachma is separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what they call a Chachma in the Habeinayim. The Rambam and others call a Seichel Nivdol. It's not that he is a body and then he has Seichel, he is a Chetzav Seichel. Shtik Seichel. The Rambam and the others call the Malachim also a Seichel Nivdol. It's not that they have a body and then they have Seichel, they are a Seichel, Chetzav Seichel. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, Ani Hashem lo shaniti, so too hu b'chachma tzayechad, he is his chachma. Not that he is one and his chachma is something in addition to himself, his chachma also doesn't change. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. And the Torah is a representation of chachma Hashem. The Torah is chachma tzayechad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Mele, the Torah cannot change. That's why we assume, as we said in Amunah, that the laws of the Torah do not change. And even though the Baal HaYikorim disagreed with this Rambam and he thought that the Din HaTorah can change, we discussed it on Parshat HaChodesh, the later Rishonim and Achronim all seem like the Rambam, but it's not that. It's very interesting, Rav Lezer Shapiro from Eretz Yisrael pointed out, it's very awkward if you go through the Parshas and the Chumash, you read at the end of the second half of Chumash Shema, it's all about the Binyan HaMishkan. You have Truma Tetzave, then you have Ayakov Pikudei, and in Tetzave the Torah tells about the karbonos that have to be brought for the purpose of Nivuah. And then you read about these karbonos in the end of Parshas Tzav, in the second half of Parshas Tzav. Starting from Perek Chesan, from Revi. Kachas Aharon, as one of the Icharis, Hakladim Hashem Mamishcha, and so on. And it says that they did. It says Tzav and Shmini continues to tell the story that began in Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakol Tikudli. So what are the first seven prokim doing in Vayikra and Tzav? So a rundown about all of Kachim. It's not a run. This is not the Kitzah. This is it. These are all the dinim of the Hakrovis HaKarbonos. So why is this over here? This should be after the Binyan HaMishkan. It should say in Truma Tetzaveh Vayakol Tikudli, the second half of Tzav that they did what they were supposed to do. And then you give the dinim of HaKrovis HaKarbonos. So you have a mukhtan of miyuch about there, dinim and shalai ala seder. But the Gemara has in Yitzchak, the Gemara lists off the various dinim, the various parashas that were nemer bo bayom, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So one of the dinim that was nemer bo bayom was parasha tamilui. And the Gemara says this counts as all one parasha, from the beginning of Vayikra till the end of Tzav. Why should this be counted as one parasha? Up until the end of Perek Zion is one thing, all about Katas Oyel Shlomim, Toida, Mincha, all the different minachas, everything under the sun. And then started from Revi'iyan, it's a ganz and a different thing. Lagamri a different halacha, that's a hakrovas hakrovas. Then Ablaze pointed out, a Rashi, that the Mava said all the time, you never pay attention. You don't know the answer, then you don't notice the question. On the first pasuk in Vayikra, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, Vayikra Hashem elo miyol moed lemor. The lemor usually means lemor li Yisrael. Adam Hashem al Moshe lemor, the Gemara says not that lemor is colon. And what they come to Moses saying, that a Jewish theological seminary holds to have on the radio on Sunday, and the Lord spake unto Moses saying. So the Gemara says that the word lema doesn't mean saying. Adam Hashem al Moshe, and the Lord spoke unto Moshe, lema to tell Bnei Yisrael. Lema le Yisrael. The Gemara says in Yuma, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bnei Yisrael, he wouldn't have been permitted to tell Bnei Yisrael a din, because it would be assumed that it's a secret. Whenever anybody tells you a din, the Gemara learned that from this pasuk lema, and whenever anybody tells you anything, it's assumed that it's supposed to be held in confidence unless he gives you permission, or unless it's understood that you have the right to tell it to somebody else. And the Chafetz Chaim has it in the Hilchos Lashon Hara, not a Misa Lashon Hara, but it's a Misa Dibur. He quotes it in the Dinam of Dibur. But here it cannot mean Leima, Leima, Le Yisrael, because the next passage says, Dabel Bnei Yisrael, V'yamar Zaleh. So what does the word Leima mean? The Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, Leima, Sevem, Olahem, Dvarai, V'hashiveni, Emikablon. The notion then of a Yoshev Moshe is Divrei Ha'omer Hashem. But just like by Maimon HaSinai, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bnei Yisrael his offer, I'll give him a deal, I'll give him Torah mitzvahs, and they have to keep the mitzvahs, and some they have to have Kabbalahs on mitzvahs. I want to know if they're willing to accept it. So it says, Vayoshev Moshe is Divrei Ha'omer Hashem. Moshe came back to the Ribbono Shel Olam when he told them that Bnei Yisrael are masking. They say, Nasa Nishma. They have a Kabbalahs on mitzvahs. So over here, Leima means that he should tell the Kohanim all the laws of Hakrovas HaKorbanos and see if they're going to accept it. Lema means to give me back a message. So the Torah Kohanim seems to be saying, and Lachara, this is what the Gemara means as well. The Gemara in Gitna says that this is all considered one big parsha from the beginning of Ayikra till the end of Tzav is one big parsha. And offhand, he would have said from the beginning of Ayikra till Revi in Tzav is one parsha. It has all the dinim of function. Then from V'yan is a different unit. It's about the Korbanos HaMilun. So it appears that the Gaf is not out of order. This is the order. You have to have Truma Tetzana Vayakov Tikudei, and you have to have the second half of Tzav that they brought to Korbanos. But at this time, the Kohanim were being Miskadeh B'Kedushas Kohuna. They did not have B'Kedushas Kohuna yet. This was the beginning. So just like Bnei Yisrael and Maimon HaSinai, when they got a B'Kedushas Yisrael, so they had to have a Kabbalos HaMitzvah. And the Doris, when you have a Goy, who's born with God, you have to have a Kabbalah from this. So when you have the first Kohanim, when they became the Scottish Kedushas Kohuna, they have to be the Kabbalah, the Mitzvah of Kohuna. So that's why Rashi says, Leymar, Seva Molehem Dvorei V'Hashiveni. Leymar means give me back a message. Leymar Li. Give me back a message whether they're accepting or not. And that's why you have to have this Hagdama of Vayikra and half of Tzav as a Hagdama to the second half of Tzav. The second half of Tzav gives you the dinim of the inauguration of Kohanim when they were Niskadish B'Kedushas Kohuna, that says that in order to be able to be Niskadish B'Kedushas Kohuna, they have to have a Kabbalah on mitzvahs of the mitzvahs of Kohuna. Perhaps this is the reason why the Pesukim are not Shalai Allah Seder.
Why is the Vayikra
Tzav to tell it to Israel? That's to tell the Israel the dinim of Korbanos also, as the one purpose of Vayikra and half of Tzav is to tell us the dinim. We have to know the halachas also. But the lema means that he wants the Kohanim to give a Kabbalah on mitzvah, not Bnei Yisrael. A good question. I guess the Iker din of Kohanim is for the purpose of doing Avodas HaKorbanos, because he's Miskadosh for the purpose of Avodas HaKorbanos, and therefore he's forbidden in the Tzav, therefore he has all these special needs. I guess everything begins with the Hakrovas HaKorbanos. He would have been forbidden to tell an
answer.
It would have been understood that it was a secret.
Right.
whenever anybody tells you anything, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Abbasav Adam, it's assumed that it's a secret, unless it's made obvious that it's not to be held a secret. It's
right. It's self understood that it could be.
Right.
Isn't it self understood that Torah should be revealed today?
The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says that not so. The Gemara Shlomo tells you it did, it would be assumed that it's only for you. You're not supposed to tell anybody, unless you're a Navi.
You
should
know it.
The reason
why we secret
that
only I should know.
Russell Ben Hadid was not permitted to teach Torah to Nachri. He never said Leimah today. He had Leimah to us. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to tell us. He was never told to tell the Yom Torah. He was not supposed to tell us. But to be held a secret from them. I don't know. That's the Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, the Arshin is on the Pasuk. In the very beginning of Parshas Tzav, Hiho lo al mobdo al mazeach kol halaylo ad haboker. Why does it say kol halaylo ad haboker? Obviously, if you can burn emurim kol halaylo, if you leave the emurim all until the morning, they become mitzvah. Because the emurim, even the emurim of kachim kalim, have the din of kachi kachi. That's a mission in the end of the Zohar. The Terekol HaTodim. That a kachi kachi in this man is yoring the lilo. And after the lilo is up and it comes out like a shachar, the kachi kachi becomes the ipsa bolina. The kachi kachi in this man is usually shneyamu the lilo echo, etc. Kodim Tereka, Kodim Tereka, Kodim Tereka, Kodim Tereka, and after shneyamu the lilo echo, then it becomes the ipsa bolina. But the emurim of kachi kachi becomes the ipsa bolina after yoring the lilo, because the emurim have a status of kachi kachi. That's what is Ne'ilah. The Mishnah says there's no Ne'ilah, the Kachim Kalam, except for a Muri, Kachim Kalam, Lachas, Rikas, Adam, because the Emurim have the status of Kachim Kachim. It's called Kachim Hashem, Kachim Amicharim Hashem, has the name of Kachim Kachim. The Mishnah like that. So the Pasuk says you can burn the Emurim on the Mizbech, Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoker. So the Gemara asks that that's a repetition, it's redundant. Kol HaLaila means Ad HaBoker. Why does it say Ad HaBoker? The Gemara makes a drush on the Pasuk that the pasuk means to say the following: there is a halacha of chatzoyis min atayr. That chatzoyis hayoyim plays a role min atayr minel. That the tamash of bein haban cannot be offered before chatzoyis hayoyim. Or the korban teresa cannot be offered before chatzoyis hayoyim. After chatzoyis is called bein haban. The din of chatzoyis, the din of a half an hour after chatzoyis is assumed to be a din of the rabban. The Gregor has Tirus and Rashi, Rashi himself and Rashi Yuma. One place Rashi says the rabban, one place sounds like he says the right. The theory, but the Pashup Shat is like the Gemara Yuma says that the din of a half an hour after Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, because you can't be Shema Yitzah, you can't really tell whether it's after Chatzos. But the matter of the din is that if you know for sure it's Chatzos, then it's the Zman of HaKadosh Tamash of Bein HaBayim, and you're able to bring the Korban Pesach Hadat from. So Chatzos Hayom, we know, plays a role in HaTorah. Does Chatzos HaLayla play a role in HaTorah for any din at all? Yeah, din of the Rabbanon, the first mission in Zohar time, the din of the Rabbanon, that sometime I'm holy, you're not supposed to say Kriya Shmei after Chatzos. You're not supposed to look at Chakos or Menoshim, you're not supposed to eat after Chatzos. The Lachik Kronim and Aver, Kronim Pesach is Machlev with Tatanai, we discussed that Lod Menazai holds that Chatzos is Menatera. Machlev Kher is that Chatzos. Yeah, that's not a din, that was a historical event. So according to Lod Menazai, since Machlev Kher is that Chatzos, the Kronim Pesach has a din Menatera that it's only Nechol Kil Chatzos. The Raman Pesach Kasm is like a Lod Menazai because of the Stam Mishnah and Zem Mekoyman. Mishnah says in Adam the Kohen, HaPesach Hein HaNechot, Elo Ad Chatzos, such a double, such a sharp lashon, a double negative. So the Gemara says the Mishnah implies that it's really a din deraisa. The whole din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach were only with the Rabbanon, like Rabbi Akiva holds. And the Mishnah wouldn't write such a sharp lashon, Hein HaNechot, Elo Ad Chatzos, you should say HaPesach Nechot, Korban Chatzos. Svich HaNechot, HaPesach Hein HaNechot, you wouldn't have such a sharp lashon. The Gemara says that the Stam Mishnah in Adam the Kohen sounds like Rabbi Lozman Azari. And so he says, halachic is Stam Mishnah. So perhaps we should follow that Stam Mishnah that the din of Chatzos is Menatur. What if you hold like the Rambam? The Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, that Chatzos by Korban Pesach is only with the Rabbanon. And by Krishna, clearly only with the Rabbanon. If there is a din of Chatzos, and the Chatzos of Yoshua is clearly only with the Rabbanon. Is there any din of Chatzos Lailo? At all Menatur, the Torah has to be, because called the Tikkur Rabbanon gained the right to Tikkur, they invent as man. Yesh Me'ayim, from thin air. So here, this pasuk tells you that this is the din of a Hadurei Kokin. Moral learns that in Yuma from Sukkim, that if you put Kalev on a Mizbeah of any carbon, or you put a Ivarim of a carbon oil on a Mizbeah, And let's say it started to burn, and then it fell off, and then it's there. So the thing is, you have to put back the Eivorim or the Eivorim of the Olo on top of the fire, then it should continue to burn till it turns into ashes. What happens if it's already very charred? It's all charred on the outside. The Gemara calls that shviri. It's all charred on the outside, and it's very hard. But the inside is not yet turned into ashes. It didn't really get completely consumed by the fire. Gemara says, still, you have to put it back on the mizbech, even if it falls off in the middle of the night. But what happens if it falls off after chatzai? So then the Gemara says, chatzai says it equal. You learn that from this pasuk, kol alaylo ad ha-boiker. It's not exactly kol alaylo. Sometimes it's same boiker le-boiker shalaylo. Sometimes it's earlier than kol alaylo. The phrase ad ha-boiker comes to qualify kol alaylo, that it's not always, sometimes it's talking kol alaylo, if it didn't even turn into shriri, it's not even charred completely on the outside. Sometimes, if it is shiri, if it is charred on the outside, just that it didn't turn into ashes mamish, then if it's still on the mizbeach at chatzos, and then it fell off, then I declare that it's considered meuko. Chatzos is equal, it's considered as if the whole thing is considered deshen. So here there is a din of chatzos min ha-teres. So once you have it, we clutch one din, that chatzos plays the role min ha-teres. And now it's shayach for the chachamim to introduce din of the rabbanon of chatzos in other cases. Rashi quotes from the Torah Kohanim, it's like Yomar Yom also, the love of Shachan Mido Vaad should take in Midosa, that it should be the right size. This is the din of all big dikunim, that it shouldn't be too big, it shouldn't be too small, it should be the right size. So it's very strange. I always used to wonder, why does the Torah have this drush over here? Why isn't it written in Parashat Tetzaveh when the Torah writes all of the dinim of the big dikunim? It should give a remez over there, it should write over there that it has to be the right size. I saw that Rabbi Shlomo Levilna, in his faith of Binyan Shlomo, quoted the name of his brother, Rabbi Tzal Levilna. He quotes the pshat, and then he holds that it's wrong. He quotes a very sharp pshat. These people were very sharp. They knew it's kind of shas, mamish, and the fingertips. Phenomenal. So he quotes in Yumid, the vision of Leikis, Amayroyim, how to read this pasuk. The Kohen has to wear big dekuna when he does Shumas Hadesh. How many big dikunim do they have to wear? So it's a machlokes amoraim, whether he wears all the above godim or he only wears shnei godim. So one amora says in the Gemara, he only wears midah vad mitnas vad. That's all it says. Midah vad is the stone, as Rashi said, mitnas vad is mitnas vad. But he doesn't wear the yapnei, and he doesn't wear the mikvah, so the mitnefet, whichever one. One is by the plain headgear, it's called one way, by the plain girl, it's called the other. I forgot the name. Okay. So one Amar is of the opinion that he only wears the two big dikunim mentioned in the Chumash. And we don't fasten like that. We fasten that he wears all the Abod Dodim. So Shlomo Levilna suggests the Pshat is beautiful, but it's like a halacha. It's going to the real Mandama. It's going to the Mandama whose opinion is not accepted by Levinas. So he suggests the Pshat that there is a Gemara in the second paragraph of Zotim where it says that what if the Kohen is wearing big dikunim that are too long? He has Mechnasayim that are too long. But he has a Gartel on. He has an Avnei. So he pulls up the Mechnasayim. And he makes it the right size with the abnate. Let's say he has a stonus that's too big, but he takes it in with the abnate. So the garka makes it that everything fits. So the Gemara says that the abnate is Megas guide. It makes it as if everything that doesn't belong is snipped off, and now the big dikuna fit, so it's okay. As long as it fits, it's okay. So you suggested that maybe in Parsha Tetzaveh, the Torah doesn't have to write the din of Mido Vacha taking Midasai. Because even if it's too big, it can always straighten out, because the Torah there is speaking about a normal Kohen, even a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, who's wearing all the big dikunim, including the Avnei. But here, according to the wrong Mandamar, that's the problem, according to the Mandamar whose opinion is not accepted by Halacha, he only wears Midah Vad, Mishnah Shevad, he doesn't wear an Avnei, he only wears Aksones and Mishnasayim, so he better make sure that it's Kimidasa, that it's not too long. If it's going to be too long, there won't be any way to rectify. That's what he suggests. So Reb Shlomo is doing the times against his brother Reb Talmud. First of all, we don't pass like that, Mandama. We pass over here like Reb Yechon. Achleges Chis to Reb Yechon. Says we pass like the Reb Yechon, that when he does Trumas Hadeshen, he wears all the Dalad the God. He doesn't just wear the Ksona. Secondly, he times the Dinah. Mido Shetekim Midosoi. The Gemara has two Dinah based on Mido Ivan. But it shouldn't be too small. It shouldn't be too big, it shouldn't be too small. So the word that it should be too big, if I remember why it only says over here, because in Parashat Tetzaveh, even if it is too big, you can consider it as if the extra snipped off, I did the Avnei, because the Gemara says, well, the Avnei is Megas guy, it's considered as if it's snipped off. But what about the din that it shouldn't be too small? So How are you going to straighten that out? Why doesn't that interfere in Parshas Kitav? He gives a derchik shot about it. Shlomo Levon gives a derchik as to why it says over here. Kash is agud to kash. What is the din of Trumas Adeshin? So Rashi points out there's a din of Trumas Adeshin and there's a din of Haitzoras Adeshin. Plus the Gimel is Trumas Adeshin. Plus the Dalit is Haitzoras Adeshin. Haitzoras Adeshin is not every day of the year. Ein Zuchoyba B'chol Yom, Rashi says. Whenever you have so much deshen that there's no room to burn a murim or a vorim, so then you have to take the deshen and the chus lamach and al-mokim tor. Shumas ha-deshen, Rashi writes, is a choyva b'chol yon. The Mishnah has like that. Shumas ha-deshen had to be done each and every day. And the din of shumas ha-deshen, the Gemara has a me'ila, and daf yud, I think, daf tes, daf yud, the Gemara has it. It's a din like hafrashas truma. Just like when you mafresh truma, this becomes truma, that becomes chulim b'sukonim. And nothing is any longer tevel, so the truma, hafrashas truma, affects everything. It affects the whole bushel full of tzvua. So it's over here, the harom, the trumas hazeshen every day affects all of the yeshes on the mizbeach. But up until the time of trumas hazeshen, the Gemara says it's a daimler nasis mitzvah. The din is that there's mehila and korbanos up until the time that it's nasis mitzvah. Eim chodobish and nasis mitzvah and merlin bo. Once you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, the Gemara says, M'sochem and Me'ila, Gemara has. Once you fulfill the mitzvah with it already, says, no longer under the mitzvah, so it's no longer Me'ila, no longer called Kochi Hashem. So when is the korban considered Nasis mitzvah? So one would have thought, after you burn it on the mizbech, the haftarah, if you finish the haftarah, what more do you want? So the Gemara says, wrong. Even after the haftarah, it's still only made for Trumas Hadesh. But after you've done the Trumas Hadesh, then it's Nasis mitzvah. So the Gemara says that the Trumas Hadesh is considered the Kiyama mitzvah on everything. Not just on the little bit that you take off. All of the yeshes, all of the deshen on the mizbech is only for the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen. When you take a little bit, it's miskaiba hamitzvah on everything. How much does a little bit have to be? Rashi writes on Chumash and in several places in Yigmar, hayichotem lo hamachto. He used to take a machto. The Rashash on Sochim writes Rashi. Sochim has it, Rashi in a few places writes. So the Rashash on that Rashi in Sochim in the second paragraph writes that it's shaloi kedin. The Gemara says in Me'ila, Ashayla, how much do you have to take off for Trumas Hadeshen? The Gemara says a kazai. We pass from a kazai. It's not a mloy amach. So yes, where did Rashi get this from? There's no remez anywhere in the Gemara that you have to take mloy amach. He doesn't know where he got it from. He just suggests that apparently Rashi understood that. But Hatzchili should take mloy amach. Otherwise, Rashi didn't answer mloy amach. Hatzchili should take mloy amach. And b'diyeved, if he took, how much would he be? B'diyeved, so then the Gemara Milo discusses, well, the bare minimum is a kazai. Rashi holds that it means Lahakhili should take Malay Amah. What? However big. It has to be more than a kazan. But however big, you should take full shia. In the Torah has a dinim of Loi Sikhfeh, that it's forbidden to be Mechaba Eish Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. And the Gemara says, even if you're just Mechaba Gachelet Al-Gabi HaMizbeach, even if the whole Eish is still burning, you just murid one gachelus and it goes out, that's also a violation of kibui hoesh, even if you haven't extinguished the entire flame. It's called kibui. People make a mistake, let's say on Yom Tov, if the fire is burning and you make it lower. It's also a form of kibui. Let's say you have a big fire with 10 logs, and you take out one log and you extinguish it. So that's the melacha of mechaber. Mechaber, the melacha of mechaber on Shabbos Yom Tov, it doesn't have to be that you extinguish the entire flame. If you have one thing that's burning, if you have 10 things burning, and now you only have 9 burning because you've extinguished the flame from one, but the Gemara says that's also mechab. It's mechab and sham and the other, just like it's mechab and sham and the other.
If you have a barrel of oil and a wicket, and then you take out some of the oil,
from
the
Hebrew? The Gemara says that while the air is burning.
Yeah, well,
the Gemara says that that's mechab.
And the oil is not on fire.
Right. The machleik is taking from the rosh. Why is mechamis? Because the Gemara says that that's mechamis. Machleik is not kaminis l'dinim, but that's mechamis. But here, let's say if you have a flame that's burning on a lot of gear, so you have a flame that's burning on a lot of logs, and you remove one log or one coal or part of the gear, then it's clearly mechamis. So it was burning. So Tesis comments on that Gemara. If you take out part of the shemesh of the nair, why is that mechaber? So the rush claims on that Gemara in date, so because the flame will go out earlier. If you would have left all the oil flame, would have burned an extra hour, and I was going to burn an hour less, and that's called Mechaber. Tyson disagrees that all that that's called Ram Kippur. That's not called Mechaber, just because if you go out an hour earlier, Mechaber has to be that you did a Malacha right now. The Tyson says when you take out part of the Shemen, you cause the flame to become slightly dimmed right now, very slight, very slight. Cause the flame to become slightly dimmed. So if you have, let's say, the gas is burning and you turn it lower, so the Pashto says that right now you're preventing part of the gas from going in, so the flame is dimmed right now. I'll be Pashto says Mamish Mechab. The Pashto says that it's Zich Mechab. And Yom Tov the din is that Mechab is a Machlokes in Hashem, where Mechab is Mutter for the purpose of Lechol Nefesh. Let's say if I have a pot of soup and I want to put it on the fire to warm up on Yom Tov, so if you have a kettle of water and you put it on the fire to warm up, so if the fire is very high, the water is not going to burn, it's just that the water will get cooked faster. So then you have no hesitation to turn the flame lower because you're not interested in drinking the coffee yet. You want to drink the coffee later, you don't want to have it now. That's not what Tzorach HaKol Nefesh. But if you want to cook, let's say, meat or soup, and you have a very high flame, when you put the meat in the soup, it won't get cooked fast, it will get burnt. So then, if you make the flame lower in order that the food shouldn't get burned, that's called Mechabel of Tzorach HaKol Nefesh. But that's the Machlokes in Rishonim, whether Mechabel of Tzorach HaKol Nefesh is Mutar or not. The Gemara, the end of Shabbos, that you're permitted to put a pot on top of the coals on Yom Tov, even though by putting it on top of, in order to cook, even though by putting something on the coals, you mechate the gecholim, and chite the gecholim, the Gemara says in priest, this is always a double malacha, mechate and mavir. Because some of the coals that are flaming will become extinguished, and some of the coals that are not burning will become burnt when you poke around in the coals. Even though you're accomplishing kibbutz, the Gemara says that Hebrew is permissible to Tzorach HaKol Nefesh on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says that it's Mutter. The Tzorach HaKol Nefesh claim on that Gemara, that's only because it's Kibui Ayidei Shinu, it's Kibui Kalach HaYad. How does he do the Kibui? By putting a pot on top of the coals and some of the coals get extinguished, that's Kalach HaYad. But to do Kibui Mamish B'Yadayim Kedarko, by turning the fire lower, that's a form of Kibui. So that's the Tzorach HaKol Nefesh on Yom Tov. We pass the Allah from Shulchan Aruch that it's Mutter. Kibui with Tzorach HaKol Nefesh is Mutter. The question is, but kibbutz kedarko is a machlokes, but it's mutter for Rechem Nefesh. We pass in that it's mutter. What about havara? Havara for Rechem Nefesh is zichem mutter. There's no machlokes. So maybe in that case, if you have a very high flame and it's too high to cook the soup or to cook the meat on, because the meat of the soup is going to burn. So if you have the option of either turning on another burner or turning this burner lower, and maybe then we should recommend that the davki should turn on a different burner, because that'll be havara l'tzorach HaKol Nefesh. That's zichamutta, rather than do kibbutz kedarko, which is a machlekes in Rishonim. So that's a pilpul. But the Shneur Shabbos Kochot has that maybe you should do havara l'tzorach HaKol Nefesh rather than do kibbutz kedarko, because kibbutz kedarko is a machlekes.
If you couldn't have an electric stove, and then you finish cooking whatever you're cooking, would you be allowed to turn it off to turn down the flame? Because you finish cooking, you're cooking soup, it's not going to burn. But
you would
have
to turn it down to allow it to even cook back on it because it won't break the bowl. Or maybe just call it to, it would be sorrow for the next time because it doesn't explode before, they just run it out. You won't be able to use it again to cook the next time. I don't know. If you had a couple of hafilan on electric stove, you know you're going to have to be in the chabad. I think it's not going to be better for that. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Zvachim, at the end of Zvachim, what do you do when you bring a korban yayin bifnei atzma? Normally the Chumash doesn't speak of such a korban. The Chumash speaks of yayin, yayin lanesach, that comes in conjunction with a korban. The chasim is keif. The mincha, well, mincha, you have two kinds, mincha. The Chumash speaks of the yikar tzav, speaks of a mincha that comes in conjunction with a korban, and a mincha that comes as a korban bifnei atzma. But nesach, yayin lanesach, the Chumash only speaks of nesach that comes in conjunction with a korban. The Chumash never says a word about a person who's inside of Yayin Bifnei Atzma. But the Gemara says that there's such a thing. That there exists an institution of Misnadav of Yayin, that a person could donate Yayin as a korban habo Bifnei Atzma. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroim. What do you do with such Yayin? When you bring Yayin that comes in conjunction with a korban, so the korban's going to have haktore, you're going to burn the emurim on the mizbeah. But then you can pour the Yayin down the shisim, down the pipes on the mizbeah. You don't have to have haktore on the Yayin. Because at least the yayin comes in conjunction with the korban, has some ishev Hashem, has something burning. But if you bring a korban that only consists of yayin, and you're just going to pour it down the pipes and nothing will be burnt on the mizbeach, so where is the ishev? Where are you burning anything? There's nothing being burnt. So one opinion in the Gemara, Machlek is Amarayim. One Amar says in the Gemara, Hamasnara Yayin, Zio, Mizalva, Agabi, Oishim. One who donates Yayin as a cause of Mithniyatma has to pour it on top of the fire, not down the Shisim, because he has to have some Haktorah on the carbon. And the other one down the Gemara says no. That even in such a case, when you bring Yayin as a cause of Mithniyatma, you still pour it down the pipe. So the Gemara says, what is the Nikudas and Machlekes? What does it depend on? The Gemara says that it's a Shiloh of Davashayim Miskav. There is Machlekes of Yidin Reb Shimon and Machlekes of Tanayim, but the Davashayim Miskav is also a Mutter. And people make a mistake. This Machlekes of Yidin Reb Shimon, Taisis pointed out in Sukkot from the beginning, is not limited to Avkit, to Hilchos Shabbos, to Hilchos Yom Tov. It applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo, V'Harayim, Taisis said, from Mechus Kuz, Mechus Kedarkon, as you permitted to sell Shatnez to Nochrim, permitted to sell Klein to Nochrim, and you're permitted to carry the shatnez clothing on your back, even though you may or may not get hanoah from it. Even though there's an interest to carry shatnez on your body in an item that you get hanoah, but if it's a dovah shein in this carbon, you're not interested in getting hanoah. The merchant is walking around with clothes on, and he carries this on his back, not knowing for sure whether he will or will not get hanoah. He doesn't know how the weather is outside, he doesn't know whether he needs this for additional protection from the heat or from the cold. So this is considered a dovah shein in this carbon. So the Gemara has a machlokes of Rav Shimon whether the mechir ksus are permitted to carry the shatnez to go on their back. So the Gemara says that just like you have the machlokes of Rav Shimon by dovah shein in this carbon, whether also and muta by kilayim, so too you have it by loy sichta. Regarding the yitzar of loy sichta, would it be permissible to pour the yayin al gabi hamizbech al gabi ho'esh, because you know in advance that you may or may not be mechaber part of the yesh, and even though you know you won't be mechaber all the yesh, but you may or may not be mechaber part of the yesh, which is also prohibition. Even hamechaber gacheros achas is going around the lav of loy sichta. The Gemara says that's the machlokes. If you hold the lav of shem miskaven is mutter, then we would understand mitzara tvara that when you have yayin habor b'fneyatzmo, that you should pour a davka gabi hoesh, so you have some haktorah on the yayin. If you hold the lav of shem miskaven is asur, then Hasvara Nosene, that probably the drasha that we learned that from the pasuk, that there exists a korban habor b'fneyatzmo of yayin, and some of that means that you should pour it down the shisim, and not pour it down gabi hoesh, because you may cause kibui hoesh. Not really mukhrof, you can say that kach sifs out there, but you still pour it al gabi yosh, because that's exactly the din out there. You can say yes, the chaloy says, you can say that that's the din, but the Gemara understands that that it's not. I say you can say yes, the chaloy says, that's not correct. The marshal of saying yes, the chaloy says, that's not correct. So the Gemara comments on the passage that says twice in this Sedra, Hanageh Gutsar Yigdush, Hanageh Bol Yigdush, it says by the Korban Chatos, or it says by the Korban Mincho. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Yigdosh? Kol HaShigo Bahem Yigdosh. I have a Korban Mincha, and I have Salami. So the Salami touches the Mincha, so the Salami becomes Yigdosh. Why should it become Yigdosh? So the Gemara says, no. Kol HaNageh Bo Yigdosh, or Kol HaShigo Bahem Yigdosh, HaShigo Bahem means HaShiv La Bivsoro. Only if there's a Bliya, only if it's nice and tam. If it's not nice and tam, then the din of Yigdash doesn't apply. The whole din of Yigdash only applies when it's Balaya. So that's Aloha, some people. This part of Yigdash, Lias Kamosh, and Stuluti Pasil, the Mishere Teyachat Pechayma Shebo, that if the Mincho, the Chatas, is Pasul, and then it gives a Bli in another carbon, or it gives a Bli in Chulin, like you're not permitted to eat the other thing because of Samki Iker, or if the carbon is Kosher, the Mincho, the Chatas, or the Ola, whatever it is Kosher, but it has chumrat on it, that the chatas can only be eaten by zichri kun, and the olam may not be eaten by anybody. And again, the mincha can also only be eaten by zichri kun, so then whatever will be balayah is teyach kachay mishabot. It has to be eaten with the same chumrat that had to be eaten. That's the chumrat of tam. In fact, the Gemara Darshan, the Gemara asks, why not learn a tam kikah from this pasuk? Why do you have to have a pasuk by Nazir, Mishras, and the other pasuk by Yudhi Kulamid? Why not learn that from here? The Gemara says no, the chumah by kachim lo yamina. Maybe it's only a chumah by kachim. As you say, tam kikim, maybe you shouldn't apply in kol HaTorah Kulo by chulin. So therefore, the Gemara needs psukim, either mishras by the nazir or the pasuk of gilui klei midyan. Then the Gemara never answers at the end. Now that you have the psukim by mishras, by the nazir, by the gilui klei midyan, so why in the world do you need this pasuk of kachim? Kachim mechulin also lo yamina. Should be a kal v'chemer. The madach in chulin you say tam kikim, as in kachim you certainly say tam kikim. That the Gemara never really answers. The Gemara just says, why can't learn out Chum and Mikachim? Why can't you learn out Kachim and Chum? So there's a place that's read on the Gemara in Chulin, where he has a long essay, where he comes to answer this Kasha, so he says, the terrace to the Kasha is that by touching even Masha who is on. That's what it means. That Tam Kikar applies even if it's Batal Bashish. That in Chulin, if you have a Nisa who is Nesim Tam and a Heter and it's Batal Bashish, then it's Mutter. You don't say Tam Kikar, same as Nesim Tam. But in touching, even if you have Shishim against it, it's still awesome. Shishim, it's not nice in Tam. So he says, well, what if it has a Tam Kolosh? Then Chulin and a Tam Kolosh doesn't ask it, but in Kochim a Tam Kolosh would ask. That's a Chidosh. It's a Shailan Yeredeya, but it's a Shachan Yeredeya. We discussed, what if you have a Lufu Davido with Simon? What if you have something which is nice in Tam and you cast Shishim? The Shach quote, let's say, have salt. I have trade the salt, and it gets mixed into water. And even though I have shishim in the water against the salt, it's clearly nice and tough. So would you say that it's awesome or not? So let's say you have trace of vinegar, it's mixed into kosher mayonnaise. Madugna. So you have shishim, you have well over shishim in the mayonnaise, but you can clearly taste the tam. Ask any goy in the street. I'll tell you, let's say you have trace of vinegar mixed into mustard. That's what gives it the whole flavor of mustard, because it has the vinegar. So even if you have shishim against the trace of vinegar, but it's clearly nice and tough. Let's go look at the Avinu L'Taimer that is not both. So the Shach in Yeredei, Simitzar Ches, the Kotten Lamed, quotes in the name of the Yitzvah Hesed, that's only Midir Abonim. So the Prima Gorm says, that's wild. When it's only Midir Abonim? Look at the Avinu L'Taimer is only not both Midir Abonim. If it's nice and tam. So Halacha L'Moshe Yitzir, that the Yashishim is smooth to eat, it's nice and tam. Nice and tam, it's awesome. So the Prima Gorm says that that's not Pshat in the Yitzvah Hesed. Yitzvah Hesed is talking when you have Shishim, when you have shishim, and it's not nice and tam, a sharp tam, like vinegar or like salt, a real milta david tam, like sugar, you have trace of sugar, and you mix it into a cup of tea, and you have well over shishim against the sugar, but it's clearly nice and tam. So if it's a thing that's really milta david tam, then it's not terrible, it's not bad. If the thing is nice and tam, kolosh, so that's the least that I had to hold, and even fair shishim, the deal is that it's not bottle, that's only with the rabbonim, and not terrible to be used. So this is what the... So it is mid-right, in his commentary on Gemara Chulin, the studio of Zohar B'Shelem, the studio of Tam Kikar, Tzadik Ches, I think. He writes also like that, that Peh, if it's nice and Tam Kodosh, Peh Shishim, by Kodshim, it's awesome and Atera, that's the Xeris HaKodosh, of Yigdo Shliyas Kamo, Shem Sula Kipos, and that's the Adin of Tam Kikar, and by Chulin, it would only be Mid Rabbonah, it wouldn't be Mid Atera. So on this Drosh, the Gemara breaks the Kasha. The Gemara in Drochim is bothered with the Kasha on Yigdo Shliyas Kamo, that if the chatos or the mincha is nibbling to another chatos or another mincha, so you're not allowed to eat it. In suvati pasel, if the chatos or the mincha is pasel and it has a bli and it's nice and tam, in a kosher and mincha, another kosher and kosher, so you're not permitted to eat the other one. Why? Because tam kikar, frankly, marakashe, but you have a mitzvah here. There's a mitzvah of achilas isar kotshim, there's a mitzvah kohanim should eat shiori hamincha. Even though you have an aveira that you're not allowed to eat the pasul or carbon, why not say yes? If a loy says this kosher carbon that has a belief in the straight of carbon as a mitzvah to eat it, and there's a need to not eat it. So why not say the mitzvah to eat it should be doicha the yisr against eating it? Why not say yes? If a loy says so on this, the Gemara answers. The Gemara asks a similar kasha on the carbon pesach.
When you
on the
state of you're doing.
Exactly, it's not that mitzvah b'aver, the shayin tayin, right? I'm sure mitzvah b'aver applies when it's not the yizna. When I do the aver, now the mitzvah is going to come later. But whenever it is the yizna, then it's not called mitzvah b'aver, then it's called mitzvah b'aver. Here's mamish the yizna. I'm eating the kosher carbon, so fulfilling the mitzvah of eating the kosher carbon, and at the same time, I have to violate the yizna of eating the bliya from the pasul of carbon. You can't say that. When you have a trait of bli into a kosher of food, you say the kosher food becomes trait? Not really. If you have meat that gets the bli of milk, then I say chaticha atma natus nadeo. The whole piece of meat becomes trait. I don't just say that the milk that's balua is trait. Why the milk become trait? The whole meat with the milk, the whole business is trait. But if you have any other trait of bli as nibbling to kosher food, it is the principle of chaticha natus nadeo and yeredeya, but it doesn't really mean this. It doesn't mean, the Rabbi Natan doesn't mean literally, even if he does, Rav HaPasim hold that it's only with the Rabbanim. But the Raisa doesn't, even if he means it with the Rabbanim, he doesn't mean on the level of the Raisa that this kosher food becomes trait. I mix, let's say, trait of salt into water, so the water doesn't become trait. Just, I'm not allowed to drink the water because I'll be drinking the trait of salt. But if there's a mitzvah to drink.
Okay,
Maybe, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara says, Mikan, from this possibly derived that Eser Decha Lo Isesi does not apply in the Beit HaMikdash. Eser Decha Lo Isesi only applies in the rest of the world, in New York, in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, but it doesn't apply in the Beit HaMikdash. And Eser Decha Lo Isesi Shet HaMikdash. So the Gemara has the same comment on Eser Lo Isesi Shet HaMikdash, because the test that you're not permitted to break any bone. The Gemara Kasha, what if it's an Eser Shiesh Bomoah? What if there's marrow inside and the moyach inside has a din kibasar v'haraya, that the din is that when you finish eating your basar from the Korban Pesach and you have nothing left, so you didn't violate Loisa Tirim and Adreka, but it comes the next morning, the Abtama Shiesh Vem Moyach have a din of noiser on them, so the moyach is din of kibasar. The Gemara says Meferish like that, and that's the Shiesh Vem Moyach has to be burned, mitam mitzvah sreifas noiser. Not only the basar on the outside of the carbon has a din of basar, the moyach inside the etzim is also din kibasa if it's edible. The Gemara asks Akasha, how can you ever have a din of etzim as dishgubo? And it sounds like it applies both to an etzim sheyesh b'moyach and to an etzim sheyin b'moyach. It's nicha by an etzim sheyin b'moyach that you're not allowed to break the bone of the korban pesach. There's no mitzvah. But by an etzim sheyesh b'moyach, why not say etzim dechol ha'etzim? The Gemara says the same answer. The raya, the ein etzim dechol ha'etzim sheba migdosh. Another clown, but a different clown. Yeah.
So what about the prosecution, which is Rafilo?
Yeah. But won't always have boring.
Okay,
I don't know, maybe.
It's the same category.
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't give that in. That's another cloud. Ain't as a dechala says the shade because it's another cloud. But the Gemara says in this pasuk of Yigdash we derive the cloud that ain't as a dechala says the shabbat midrash. Apparently, even if the Lord says it doesn't have korek, I'm not about mitzvah de shemayim, I don't know whether it has the same in its tongue. I don't know. But just parenthetically, on that Gemara, on the etzmei tishvuto, the Rishonim Abavim with the kasha, the Shachatari has a tilful about this, the Rishonim Abavim with the kasha, why should there even be a havamina to think that Eser Decha Lo Isesi? It's not v'yidno. You want him to break the bone of the Korban Pesach and now, in order to be able to eat the moyach later. So that's not v'yidno. If you have a pasuk Yigdash, I want to eat the Korban Kosher in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kochim, and by eating from Kosher I'm eating the Bliya from the pasul of Korban. So that's v'yidno. At the same time that I'm eating the Kosher of Korban, I'm also eating the Bliya from the pasul of Korban. But here by Eser Lo Isesi Shet, it's not v'yidno. What is the Gemara's kasha in the first place that they had to give the parents of Ein Eser Decha Lo Isesi Shabbat Midrash? So the Shachatari quotes a Pitzkei Ateresis in Zvachim on that Gemara, where the Pitzkei Ateresis has a Chiddush, that this is considered the Yidna. That whenever the only way to get to do the mitzvah later is by doing the Yidna now, that's called Yidna. It's a very difficult definition. Rav Chaim claims that the Rambam has a different shot in that Gemara, because there's a Rambam in Buchat Korban Pesach where he says, Etzmei Tishgubo applies not only to big bones that you have to break, even to soft bones that you can chew and eat and swallow the whole bone. Some people enjoy eating chicken bones, soft bones, the hard bones that break the teeth, the soft bones, some people enjoy chewing. But the Rambam writes, not only does the din of Etzmei Tishgubo apply to hard bones, it even applies to some of Tarakin that you can chew and swallow the whole thing. So the commentaries on the Rambam don't know what is the marker for that din. How does he know? He writes on his own. The Rambam usually doesn't write anything on his own. Usually the Rambam is mamish quoting everything, unless he says Yeroyali. He has only Yeroyali, I think, 102 places. Somebody counted up. Very few. 102 places he writes Yeroyali. When he writes Yeroyali, usually on very elementary things, very simple. And sometimes the Rambam is masik. Why is that Yeroyali? That's also a Mishnah. That's also a Gemara. Why do he write? He hardly writes original things. So how do we know that this is so? The Matkai suggests that maybe the Rambam understood the Gemara like that. But the Gemara was asking Akasha not. Eser Decha Lo Isesi, let him crack open the bone, the etzim sheyesh b'moyach, in order to eat the moyach inside. No, that's not the yidna. It would be a kash in the first place. The whole kash only was, and on some of the harakim, and etzim sheyesh b'moyach, the moyach with the etzim and everything is going to chew the whole bone and eat the whole thing and swallow the whole thing together. So that's mamish b'yidna. So that was the Gemara's kash. How can you have a flat din? Etzim Lo Isesi Shet both never mutter. If it's not Atzamas Harakim, Shiesh Ben Moyach, then I should say it's mutter to chew it and swallow the whole thing, because that's Mamash B'Yidna, that's Eser Decha Lo Isesi. And for that, the Gemara answers that Ein Eser Decha Lo Isesi Shabbat Midrash. Rav Yosef Sengel has a comment on this. And there's Oysis Yosef in the Chelek Hadrush. Why should it be such a din? Ein Eser Decha Lo Isesi Shabbat Midrash. He suggests, based on the Ramban HaChumash on Parashat Yisro, on the Aseret HaRibut, on the Pasuk Zohar, And the Ramban talks about Zohar the Shomer, so he says that Zohar is a mitzvah sesei, and Shomer is a mitzvah lo sesei. And that's why the Gemara was bothered with the stira. How come here it says Zohar, here it says Shomer? It would just be a slight difference in Nusach, there wouldn't be such a stira. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that the Torah is writing the Nusach of the Aseret HaDibros Dvarim Kehalalot. But Zohar the Shomer is not a slight difference. That's a major difference, because Zohar is an Esri, Shomer is a Lois Esri. So that's what the Gemara held, that it's a stira. The Gemara says Zohar the Shomer is a deeper effort than that's what the Gemara says. The Ramban explains what's the major difference between an essay and a lois essay. It's up to Ramban that an essay is supposed to represent Avas Hashem, and a lois essay is supposed to represent Yiras Hashem. That the Yira, you have to have both Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. From the Yiras Hashem, you're not permitted to do Averis. From the Avas Hashem, you're obligated to do Mitzvah. Ramban wants to know which is greater. He goes on a whole essay there in Parshas Yisro. So he says, which is greater? So he says, Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem, and that's the reason why he has to bechal lois essay. It's not that essay is therefore like essay. I forgot what it gives it. It shouldn't say this in town. No, the real time is because Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem, because that's why when two are in conflict, then essay is therefore like essay. Rav Yosef Engel suggests maybe this is the reason why the Gemara says that in Migdosh, essay is not therefore like essay, because Migdoshi Tiro has a special din that the Beit HaMikdash is the Mokom Moro. When you're mamish in the presence of the Shekhinah, when you lift near Hashem, then you have to have more Mora than Ava. Ava is when you're not mamish lift near Hashem. And then Beit HaMikdash, which is the Mokom HaMora, maybe then you wouldn't say that that Avas Hashem is older than Yiras Hashem. The Pasuk writes regarding the Korban Mincha that you're not permitted to be machmit the Mincha. Not only are you forbidden to be machmit the Mincha, even the Shiori HaMincha, which is nechel to the which is nechel to the Kohanim, it's also forbidden to be machmir. It has the same din as that it's an Issa Chomei, so who are the Nami, but it has a mitzvah of Melicha on it. Rav Soloveitchik thought that this whole din, that you're not permitted to be machmas a mincha all year long, this whole din supports the Ramban that we were discussing yesterday. This machlek is says this in the Ramban, but the Chomei's kodim is not Yisurai, is a terabola or Yisurabola. The din is, remember the Gemara has a spirit. The Gemara lets that one of the Zohar speaks of the spirit. That in Parshas Tzav, the Chumash only speaks of, and Morak Rishuta Tamon speaks about trade the Kalim, that you kasha them like they have Gola. And at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, in Parshas Matos, the Chumash speaks of Gulik Lai Midyon, that some trade for Kalim you have to do Libunan, and some trade for Kalim it's sufficient to do Hagolan. How come over here it doesn't mention Libun and only mentions Hagolan? But first the Gemara answers. First Abai gives an answer, Yagad Olav Reyo. So just like in Parshas Matos, it's either Hagol or Lim, and here also it's either Hagol or Lim. And we don't pass like that, we pass like Rav Ashi, that's the Matzonos HaSugyev, that in Parshas Tzav, even if you broil a Korban Chatos on a Kli, you wouldn't require Libun, it would be sufficient to kash it with Hagolah because it's a Terabola. So there was a Machlekes, Tesis in the Ramban, that's called Allah, and it was Pesach, if you have a Chometz Dike Kli, that you used to, let's say, bake bread on. Now you want to bake matzahs on it. So in order to kashrut for Pesach, is it sufficient with Hagolah? Would you say that Libun is necessary? So Tesis sheet is that Chometz Kodim is mana is a Terabola, because the use of Chometz only begins on Pesach, and whenever it's a Terabola, it's always sufficient with Hagolah. Basically, that's only passed in the Shulchan Aruch. You never need Libun. There are more passings like that, that whenever you do Libun, all you need is Libun Kal. Because Libun Kal is a good substitute for Hagolah. And the Mechaber Paschus like the Ramban, that you need Libun Kosher. That Chomet Koyim is not as Yisur Bola. Why? So the Ramban explains because Chomet Shmoy Ola. So the Ramban gives a biur that runs as follows. The simple reading of the Ramban is like this. He says that Nosar, why is it Hetera Bola and the Chumash and Parshas Tzav? Because he cooked the Korban Chatos today. Somebody brought the Korban Chatos or Korban Hashem today on Thursday. They cooked it today, so it was Hetera Bola. Then I ate up all the carbon and I washed out the pot and I put it away in the cabinet. And then tomorrow morning, on Friday morning, that pot becomes straight because it has a bliya of Besar HaChatos, and the Besar HaChatos become a Nifsal B'liya Nara Loich HaShachar, the pot becomes straight. So that's Mamash HaTerebola. It was Ein Shmayola, but didn't have a Shem Noiser until tomorrow morning. At the time that the Bosa was Nibla, it was Mamash HaTerebola. Hashem came by Chomets, it had a Shem Chomets even called him as Manik Tzur. The only thing is that the Yisra Chomets is not knowing until Pesach comes. But the Shem Chomets it has. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. The Chomets is Shmayola. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that from the fact that there's a din of Chomets all year long, the din of Chomets is not only relevant for Pesach, it's a din all year long with respect to a Korban Mincha, Losi of a Chomets. And even Mizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, but still, since theoretically such a din does exist, so you see that the Shem Chomets exists all year long. If there wouldn't have been a din of Chomets anywhere else except for Yom Tov Pesach, then maybe you can say that it's not Shmayola. If it's not Pesach, it's not called Chomets. L'maynaf kevina that it's Chomets. It's absolutely l'malav l'mar that it's Chomets. But since you have a din of Chomets, there's no ego all year long. Chapdanaf kevina for Karvin Mincha. So you see that it is Shmayola. That's the Taina of the Ramban. You see, this pasuk is the right, that the Ramban is right, that it is Shmayola. Rav Soloveitchik, when he wanted to explain why the Ramban is so good, why he likes the Ramban, so he used to give a mashal. Would he say, would anybody in his right mind say the din is like this? Certainly not. So that's the same as the Ramban. He would say, let's say a person becomes a nozi. So 11:05, he can kabbal his tirus now. So until 11:05, he was permitted to eat grapes and to drink wine. So the kabbalah is not allowed. So what if some meshugana had a frying pan and he fried grapes on the frying pan? And now I just accepted his tirus. So I'm not allowed to fry any eggs on that frying pan because it has a bliya of grapes and there's a din of tam kikar. It's a din of mishras, that not only am I forbidden to drink wine, I'm forbidden to eat grapes, I'm forbidden to eat eggs that have a bliya of grapes or wine in it. So I'm not permitted to fry my eggs on a frying pan that has a bliya of grapes in it. So how do I have to kasha the frying pan? So let's say when you fry something, if you fry something treif, do you need hagol or libun? Let's assume that you need libun. We assume aloha that you need by pesach or mekum and by, because maybe it's a terabol and by treif is by machmada. Whenever you have tigun of sheet is like tzli, that you need libun. So what if you have this frying pan that I fried grapes on? Would you need libun or would you say no, that's a terabol, but since it's a terabol, it would be sufficient with hagol? So Rav Soloveitchik said, of course it's Yisur Bol. There are so many other Nazirim in the world, and even if there are no other Nazirim, but theoretically somebody could have been the Kabbal Nazirim. I could have been a Nazir yesterday. So at the time, fine, at the time that the grapes were fried on the frying pan, I was not a Nazir, but other people were Nazirim. I myself could have become a Nazir. The Parshas Nazirim exist in the world. So every time you learn Yira Day, he said, would anybody in his right mind say that that's called Heter Bola? Of course not. Avadi, you would need Libun in such a case, it wouldn't be sufficient with Hagolah. So Huad Nami said the Ramban. It happens that the Pesach Tshuva and Hilchos Nedarim and Yeridei gives this as a moshel, and he says, Pumfaket, he says, if a person accepts a neder upon himself not to eat potatoes, and he accepts a neder at 11:05 in the morning, and somebody cooked potatoes in a pot for breakfast. So now, not only am I not permitted to eat potatoes, I'm not allowed to cook eggs in that same pot, because the eggs will have a bliya of the potatoes. So what if the potatoes were fried this morning and frying requires libun? So he says, would you say that you need libun? He says, of course not, it's a terabola, because I only accepted my neder after the potatoes were fried already. So since it's a terabola, it'll be sufficient with hagov. Exactly the same moshul. And he says, not so. That's the Rav thought that was so convincing. So
nobody else thinks in neder of potatoes. Yeah. The whole point was that
but anybody could have taken a neder of potatoes.
No, but there is a parasha of nazir. There's no parasha of nidre potatoes. There's a parasha of nazir, which emphasizes that you have wine.
Could be, okay. Otherwise, I mean, it could be that Rav Soloveitchik would even agree to the Tiskin Shuva. Could be. Yes? I could have made a neder. I could have made a neder. I don't know. Okay, maybe. Maybe it's not the same. The Pasuk keeps on saying several times by every mincha, it says, Kol Zochav Avnei Aharon Yochlana, Kol Zochav Avnei Aharon, Lechol Bnei Aharon Tiyah Yish Kiyochi. Keeps on repeating it. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Adaf and Gimel, Darshan, why it says so many times that every mincha should be divided amongst all the Bnei Aharon? Why not? Why would I think, what, the president of the Kohanim's Union should get 75%? What's the Havamin? Of course not. Kol l'chol b'nei Havamin p'yit. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk tells me that it's Mamon Gavaya. That's what the Pasuk means to say. That you divide it amongst the Kohanim is a Dabar Pashu. All you need is one Pasuk to say divide. You would have thought that the one who does the Hakrava gets it. So you need one Pasuk once, it should say l'chol b'nei Havamin p'yit. That all the Kohanim in that base up get. But once you have one, why do you have to have repeated? The Gemara says, no, the additional repetition the second time and the third time is to tell you that what if the Kohanim don't want to divide every single Korban Chatos, every single Korban Oshin, every single Korban Mincha. Let's say I'm a vegetarian and I don't want to eat Chatos and Oshin, but I want to eat Mincha. So I'll tell the other Kohanim in the Beis Av, you take my share in the Chatos and the Oshin, and I'll eat the carbon mincha. I'm not a vegetarian, I don't like to eat chatas and ashram. I don't want to have anything to do with sin. I want to eat only minochas. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. I can't swap a mincha for a chatas. Or let's say, I don't want such a tiny little piece. One of the minchas machbas, one of the minchas tolas, machesh, a different kind. I can't eat fried foods, it's very unhealthy for me. I don't want the machbas or the machesh. I want to have a mincha solas. The Gemara says, you can't do that. You can't tell me, you take my share over there and I'll take this share. Why? That's considered selling. And you can't sell your chayim and karbonis because karbonis are not mom and bottom, the mom and gavoya. And this is the mocker for that whole din. So one time, Rabbi Yisaglini is of the opinion that Bamez Gamam or Momi by Kochi Kochim, Mincha Chatos Oshim, these are all Kochi Kochim, by Kochi Kalim, there is no Pasik. So you can say Kochi Kalim is mom and bialim. And the Chachamim disagree, that's the whole Machlek is Hatanai, whether Kochi Kalim is mom and bialim, or Kochi Kalim is mom and gavoya. There is theories in the Rambam, the Ketzois lists off. So around five times the Rambam writes that it's Mamun Gavoya, and five times he writes that it's Mamun Bayim. There's theories all over the place.
Would you say that this could be extended to the transposes, to the discussion we had about the Gerim? You said that if you drop by in the Jewish time, in the Shabbat, that we can go ahead and tell this non-Jewish quote-unquote brother that you take all your voters over, and then I'll take what's not a voter's over, because those are the...
Well, the Gemara says he may. The Gemara says he may tell his non-Jewish brother, you take the Avodah Zarah and I'll take the Hetah. But if it's a Gil of Shusa already, if let's say somebody divided up the Yerusha and they gave me the Avodah Zarah, I'm the Jew, and then they gave my Goyish brother half of the Avodah Zarah they gave me, half they gave him, and half of the money they gave me, half they gave him. And then I said, look, what am I going to do with Avodah Zarah? I'm Jewish. Here's my Avodah Zarah. You give me money. Then the Gemara says, then it's also. But I'm selling the Avodah Zarah. The Kozman that I didn't sell it, Kozman it wasn't Higili Yodi yet, and the Gemara says that it is Musa. Why not say that it's also selling? Why not say it's also make the Chalukah selling? So that's a good kasha. So Rashi says because the Rabbanon Yesh Breira, since Hagir Yerush Azabik is only a Din Rabbanon, so I say Yesh Breira, and I say this is Chelka Hamagir Lo Mishori Shonel Kas. I say it's not considered that I'm giving my brother Avodah Zarah in exchange for which I'm taking money. If you say ain breira, then whenever you have ha'akim shecholku, it's considered as if each one is machna to the other one in exchange for what you're machna to me. But if the din would be yesh breira, then you don't consider it an act of haknoah, that I'm machna to you in exchange for what you're being machna to me. So although with respect to din deraisa we pass an ain breira, we say ha'akim shecholku al lekuches, it's considered that you do need a das machna. But here, since agir yorish esav, it was only a din derabbanon, they say, but the Rabbanon Yesh prayer. So the Mekel, if it's Kodim Shehigi Eliyadim, Malacha Shehigi Havar Yisrael Eliyadim, then he's not allowed to ask his brother to squat the Havar Yisrael for money with him.
And the other thing is, even about Kodshim Kalim, even
Gabi Yisrael HaKohen, he raises more violence. Gabi Chelek HaKohanim by Kodshim Kalim, not. You must have Chelek HaKohanim is Mom Gavon. That the Gemara says he's neither. After Shechita, certainly, yeah. Before Shechita is a Shana, but after Shechita, certainly. When they're about to eat it, then it's certainly not a good line.
Yes, can they make some ingredients before the Shechita? That's not fun.
No, let's say I gave a pchor to a kohen and they didn't shef the yet. Can he sell it to another kohen? Is he permitted to sell it? If it's mom and bible, he may sell it. If mom is aware enough. That's a shame. That's the mom of the kohen. This parsha has the din of Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is a special korban that the kohen has to bring the first time he wants to do avodah in the Beis Hamikdash in order to be mechanechem. Every kohen who wants to do avodah has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. The Sifra raises the issue, what happens if a kohen did avodah in the Beis Hamikdash without having brought the Minchas Chinuch? Would the avodah be kosher by the Yevid or not? So the Sifra takes a stand on that. The issue, the question is that there are two girsas. The Rishonim had two different girsas in the Sifra, but it says that it is good by the Yevid or that it's no good by the Yevid. Because after all, the fellow was born a kohen, so he has Kedushas Kuna. He puts on the big Kuna, he gets his Kedushas Kuna Sheba Mikdash. What more do you want? You need a Machanech, you need Chinuch. Is the Chinuch Ma'akev, the Minchas Chinuch, is the Chinuch Ma'akev or not? There's a similar question regarding, let's say, HaMizbeach. It says in the Mishnah, Machanech Mas HaMizbeach, Ela B'Tomet Shel Shachar. So what if you built a Mizbeach, you were Mekadesh it, you declared Kedushas Be, you just didn't bring the Tomet Shel Shachar. You weren't Machanech. Then you brought a different korban. You say that the Yeved, since he didn't do the chinuch, even though you have the kiddush, he didn't do the chinuch, so the chinuch is ma'akev, and the mizbeach is pasul, so all the karbonos that were offered on it are no good. Or would you say no, that the chinuch is not mi'akev? This is a diyun that the chido and others discuss. How could the rishonim have had a havamina to build the mizbeach in Yerushalayim? Ben Chilmi Paris and other rishonim went to Eretz Yisrael and they wanted to build the mizbeach and bring korban pesach. They wanted to bring Korban Pesach. How could they think of bringing Korban Pesach if they didn't collect any Machtas HaShekel, so they didn't bring any Korban Tomid? So even the Mizbeach that they would have constructed wouldn't have had the Chinuch, because it says in the Mishnah, Mishnah Menachos, Mechanech Menachos HaMizbeach Ela B'Tomid Shel Shachar. So if you didn't do a Chinuch, how can you possibly speak about bringing the Korban Pesach? So the Chidor quotes that some Gedolim thought Gedol lived in the 1700s, but some Gedolim were of the opinion that Chinuch HaMizbeach is not Ma'akev. All those dinim, Ein Mechanechem Ela, is just L'chatchila, it's not Bidi Yevid, it's not Liku. And others held that, so others held that it is Liku. We suggested a teretz on that kash. How could you be, how could they have thought of being Mechanech, how could they have thought possibly of bringing a Korban Pesach, that they weren't Mechanech in Mizbeach with the Tomei Shel Shachar? So we suggested that maybe what's the Geder Hadin in all that series of Mishnah, say Mechanech Chonos HaMizbeach Ela B'Tomet Shel Shachar, and then Mechanech Chonos Mizbeach HaTorah Ela B'Tomet Shel Shachar, and so on, that you have to be Mechanech the Mizbeach or the Menorah or the Shulchan or whatever it is with the Tchilos HaAvodah. You can't start in the middle of the Avodah. So Tomet Shel Shachar is considered Tchilos HaAvodah because the din is you're not permitted to bring any carbon before Tomet Shel Shachar. You're not allowed to bring any carbon after Tom Shel Ben Alban. So that shows that all the carbonates that are offered all day long are a series of carbonates that are supposed to be sandwiched in between these two tefillin. And the beginning of the whole stage of Havayda is the Tom Shel Shach, and the din is you have to begin from the beginning. With the one exception, perhaps, of the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is offered after the Tom Shel Ben Alban. So that shows that that's a series bifnei atzmo. It's his own Seder. It doesn't fit in with the Seder, with the regular Seder of Hakrovas carbonates all day long. So maybe the din is a mechanech on the mizbeach of the Tom Shel Shachar. That's only the other 353 days of the year. But it happens to be erev Pesach after Chatzos, and you want to bring a Korban Pesach. Maybe that's the beginning. Korban Pesach is the beginning of its own seder of hakrovas korbanos. But haray that is bedavka brought after the Tom Shel Ben Abba. So maybe that could also serve as a mechanech on the mizbeach. The Achronim don't say that Torah. Apparently, we all that it's not right. The Torah has a din that a minchas koyin. Says Minchas Kohen is called Otiyah. Lo Yisei Ochel. You don't do Kemitzah. The only purpose of doing Kemitzah is when you're going to burn the Komets and you're going to eat the Shiori HaMincha. But by Minchas Kohen, the Mishnah says you don't do Kemitzah at all, because you're going to burn everything. It's called Otiyah. You have to burn the entire Mincha. That's what the Mishnah quotes, that the Kohanim HaYadorshim Mikra Zeli Yatzman. The Mishnah Shkolim says the Kohanim HaGidarshim Talein Adin, that they're not permitted, they're forbidden to donate to the Matzah Shekel Komets. Because if they'll give money to the Machta Shekel and then Klal Yisrael will bring Tmidim and Mustafim all year long, so the Tmidim and Mustafim is no problem. But in conjunction with every Korban Tum and every Korban Musa, you have a Mincha and it's Kem Duba, you have to bring a Korban Mincha. And the Mincha that you bring, those Minachas are Kolel also. A Mincha that comes in conjunction with that Korban is also Kolel. But the Mincha Sa'omer, when you bring the Mincha Sa'omer on Pesach, also purchased from the Machta Shekel money. So the Minchas Oimer do Kmitzah, and you only burn the Koimetz, and the rest is eaten by the Zichri Kuna. So So they said, how can we possibly be obligated or permitted to give money to the Matzah Shekel? If we're going to give to the Matzah Shekel, the Klal Yisrael are going to bring a Minchas Omer, and they're going to do a Kmitzin, and the Kohanim are going to eat the Shiori HaMincha. That'll be a violation of the Yisrael of Minchas Koyim, Kol Tiyo Loisi Ochel. So that's why the Kohanim, the Zman HaMikdosh, didn't want to give to Matzah Shekel. And the Mishnah says that the din is not so. The din l'halach l'mais is Punk Fakir Kol Koyim, they help Kol Koyim HaShekel Choyte. Any coin who gives Matzah Shekel is a sinner. And we pass him just to be first Kol Koyim Sheina Shekel Choyte. So the coin who doesn't give Matzah Shekel is a Balaver. It's a Baba Mais. You don't darshan the pasuk like that. Taka, why don't you darshan the pasuk like that? So the Bali Musa in Europe, the Darshanim, used to say that the halacha of a minchas kohen only applies when it's a korban yochid. When it's a minchas ha-yochid, then it's the bala korban can be labeled as a kohen. When it's a minchas ha-tzibur, so you don't say that the bala korban consists of kohanim, levim, people from shevet Reuven, shevet Shimon, shevet Yisachar, shevet Zvulun. It's a minchas tzibur. Whenever it's a minchas tzibur, so the tzibur, you don't concentrate on who the individual members of the tzibur are. Tzibur is a tzibur, so that's not called, it's not the same as the Korban HaShutvim. Korban HaShutvim consists of individual members of the Shutvim. But here, it's a Minchas Tzibur, so it's not called a Minchas Kohen. That's the way it's usually assumed. The Torah has a din of Meriko Shtifo. If you cooked a Korban Chatos in a pot, you have to do Meriko Shtifo. The Gemara says Meriko Shtifo means, in addition to doing Hagolah, you have to wash it off with cold water. That din Amerika Shtifa only applies to kochim. By chulin, even by truman, if you cook truman a pot, and then you want to kasha the pot, you want to do hagolah, you don't have to wash it off with cold water. It's only a special din in Amerika Shtifa and kochim. It's only when you do it in Beis HaMikdosh. Machlokes HaTanoim, I think, whether you do it before or you do it after. Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Morak v'shuta Morak v'tzeinen, v'shuta v'chamen, or Morak v'chamen, v'shuta v'tzeinen. Gemara's Zochman, Perik Dam Chatos has a Machloekes HaTanaim on that. Tesis on the last daf in Avodah Zarah, on Omer Aleph, writes that there was a minig in the days of the Bali HaTesis that when you kasha trei b'kelim, right after you do the Hagolah, you rinse it off with cold water. The Tesis says they don't know what in the world that's based on, they don't understand why you have to rinse it off with cold water. The only explanation they can come up with is that you want to make a zecher to Meriko Shtif. But they don't see why you should make a zecher to Meriko Shtif. It has nothing to do with kosher. It's not Mamish Chulin, it's not even Truman. So far away from kosher, that's the only suggestion they give. That's the meaning. And Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is told. Right after you do Hagolah, you rinse it off with cold water. This is the pasuk. This is the pasuk that says the klicheres hashatavush al bo yishover. The klicheres, he cannot do Hagolah. This is the pasuk that tells us it cannot kasher klicheres. There's a different din that you cannot be metaher klicheres in a mikveh. Klicheres have metaher in the mikveh. Once it's tamei Utah says you have to smash it because it only has Tara Hidei Shvira. When you Meshavar a Kliton, it also is Matarita. This is a different din. Here it says a Klicheret that becomes Treif Yishover. After you smash it, it doesn't become kosher. It's still going to be Treif. You smash it and you throw it out in the garbage. I had a professor here in college who thought that these two dinim were the same. He thought that he was teaching Jewish history. He thought he was a professor of Jewish history. So he thought that this is the same din. Treif, Tomei, it's all the same thing. And when you smash it, then it becomes kosher. Then you can use the Treif. Needless to say, it's not so. The Gemara says that this is the pasuk that Hatara Hidal Kolcheres and Yaitzim Midei Dofi Liyolim. The Rishonim are bothered with the kasha. How come the Gemara says though in Zochim, in Perek Dam Chatos, and in Zochim, that if you do Libun on a Kolcheres, it will help? So how come Libun helps? If the Gemara says Hatara Hidal Kolcheres, that it can't become kosher, so how come Libun is good? The same thing? All times the same thing? No. So Taisa says it's not the same thing. Taisa says Libun does not help. Only Hachzor Lekivshon helps. Why is that better? Taisa says no. Hachzor Lekivshon is the way you manufacture Klicheres. Then it's called Panim Chadoshes Bo'olakan. It's considered as if it's a new kli. It's not the same as the old kli. The old kli was trade. This is a Panim Chadoshes, a new kli. So this kli was never became trade. Sounds a little funny. What do you mean? But it does have the trade of bliya. What does it help if I halachically declare that it's Panim Chadoshes Bo'olakan? That's what other Rishon answered the Rav. Oh, in Berak HaBayis, he asks the same kasha. So he says, it's Hatar Hidal, Sheina Yotami Deidoki means that you cannot be maflit. The Klicheres cannot be maflit all of the treif of Beliyah that it has. But Libun will not accomplish that it's mafli the bliya tzorof of ankama. That's a different parent. That's what the Ra'o says. But Abbasteza seems like they're not giving that parent. Abbasteza seems to assume that that should also be covered with the klal of atarah, either that nothing helps on a klicheri, that you can't get the whole bliya out even if you do Libun. There's still going to be a little bliya and trace of bliya in the klicheri. So why does it help? So they say, no, panim chadash is balakam. Libun doesn't help, only hafzor and the kipshonim. But since klicheris are manufactured in a kipshon, in a kill, so when you take it out of the baking oven, when you take it out of the kipshon, then it's considered a panim chadash. What is the help of it's panim chadash? But if it's trace, still trace. Let's say you smash it, you throw it in the garbage, and take it out of the garbage and want to glue it together. So it doesn't help. Trace is trace. It means you shove it, throw it out, it's no good, you're not allowed to use it. What is the help of it's panim chadash? It's the halacha declares that it's a new kli, still trace. So you have to know some Yeridei if it is. Understand why should that play a role? This Taisa seems to be aligned by the whole series of shitas that we don't usually accept. It seems to be a shita mechudesha. Torah has a din of a carbon taita that you can only eat it yom v'laylo. Hashem can a regular carbon shlomim. The neder and the god is that a korbanah, but not a korban taida. The yom hakriva zikra yeyachol mimacharas, v'hanoysim b'neno yeyachol, v'hanoysim b'tzara zelach, v'yom ha-shlishi bu'esh yisur. So the Ramban HaChumash has a comment, which apparently he picked up from the Ravid. Why does it say v'hanoysim b'neno yeyachol, v'hanoysim b'tzara zelach, v'yom ha-shlishi bu'esh yisur? Why does the Torah call it noysar on the yom ha-sheni? It's not noysar, it's only noysar on the yom ha-shlishi. So the Ravid on Psochim writes, the Ravid has a machlokes with the Balamur on Psochim, and the Ramban HaChumash writes like that. That although the din is that the Shlomim doesn't become Nifsal Belina until 2 days are over, but there is a din l'chatchila, there's a mitzvah l'chatchila derayin to eat up the whole Shlomim on the first day. If something is left after Yom V'Lailo, to the next morning, it really is called Noisor, but the Torah gives you a break. Even though it's Noisor, by a carbon Torah that would have been Nifsal, a Gamrik, by a carbon Shlomim, it's not Nifsal, but l'chatchila should have eaten enough. So it's still kosher, but if it's really nicer after that, by Yom HaShlishi, then it's Boeshi Son. It's not Shaila and Shaila, whether there is such a din. Apparently there's no Gemara. There's no Gemara one way or the other. Ramban and the Ravid don't quote Gemara. Machlekes, the Balamor and the Ramban and the Ravid, whether there is such a Lachatchila de Oraisa or not. Gemara has in the end the Brocha, so then Abad written the Hoyt, there are four people who have to recite Brichas HaGoymo. Rashi and Terekat Toida, Menachem is right, Abod, Jichon, Hoizot applies also to a carbon Toida, that these four people are obligated to bring a carbon Toida. And Tais is there, and Terekat Toida disagrees with Rashi, and they say there is no such thing. That a Toida is Abod and Edwin and Dove, he never mechuyev to bring a carbon Toida. Abod, Jichon, Hoizot just means that they're obligated to recite Birchas HaGoymo, but nobody is ever obligated to bring a carbon Toida. Rashi, in the beginning of Zvachim, in the first paragraph of Zvachim, ran down Rav, so has a comment on the Gemara that she taught. So Rashi there discusses the Abbot, Yichon Vahoydus have to bring a carbon Taida here. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rashi in the Dira Halach in Hilchas Birchas HaGoymo. That Rashi discusses somebody was a Chaylish and a Srape, and he has to bring a carbon Taida, and he brings it, and the Kohen made a mistake. The Kohen thought that he was in jail, and he was a Yetzim Beis Asurim. So he shechted the carbon Taida, L'shem Yetzim Beis Asurim, not L'shem Cholosh and Yisrape. The Rashi and the Gemara learns that the Gemara is discussing whether that's called the Shinui Kodesh. Let's say Yishech Shlomim L'shem Chatos, or Chatos L'shem Shlomim. So that's a discussion in the Gemara of Shinui Kodesh. The Rashi claims that this is being discussed in the Gemara also. Taido A L'shem Taido B. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses that's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah discusses Laloha, let's say I was a chalush in Israp and he was a yotzei in the Beis Asurim, and I'll say Birchas HaGoymo, he'll say Yomi, will he be yotzei? Let's say he discussed what if he doesn't say Yomi. If he says Yomi, he is yotzei. What if he didn't say Yomi? Could he be yotzei with Shemeir Koine because he doesn't have the same chiyuv that I have? I had a chiyuv because of chalush in Israp, and he has a chiyuv because of yotzei in the Beis Asurim. Are they the same chiyuv or not? The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha quotes this Rashi in the first paragraph of Zvachim. But Rashi is going with Shikasa that the Abbot Tzichon Hodes applies even to carbon Taida, and he discusses the possibility of labeling this as a Shinui Kodesh. Ashlere Chidesh. If you say Amen, the Gemara says Yizita Yotze. The Shaila says you don't say Amen. Strange, there's a very strange Gemara in the end of Brachos. Very strange Gemara with the Tzur has a strange thing. Whenever the other fellow says Amen, he gets. Whenever he doesn't say Amen, he's only Yotze. If I had the same Chiyav as he had. Very strange thing. If I had a different Chiyav, if I'm not Mechiyav in Bechas Hagemo, then he wouldn't be Yotze unless he says Amen. So what if I was Mechiyav in Tamache? That's what the Mishnah Berurah discussed. That called a different chiyuv or not. At the end of the Seder, the Torah has again a din in the Yisra Chel of the Dam. Chel of the Rebbe, Chel of the Treif, Yotel Lucham Alocha Bachal Otachlu, and you're not permitted to eat Dam, you're not permitted to eat Chel. How much Dam do you have to eat to get Malchus? If the Rambam writes, you have to eat a Kazayis Dam. So the Minchas Chinuch has over here his famous discussion. What's for Kazayis? Dam is the Hamashke. Shouldn't the Shir be Revius? Is the Mishnah in Nazir has a machlek satanan, how much yain does another have to drink in order to get malchus? A kazayis or revi? Then you pass in revi. Mishnah Rishayin, Mishnah Chayin. So once you pass in that it's revi, why not say that all mashkim are revi? So shouldn't dam be revi? So then Hasina comes up with the teret. The Rabbeim holds the correct teret. Mavelvel and the Shurim al Nazir quotes this bariches. But the Hasina says that the answer probably is it depends the way it's written in the Chumash. Let's say we learn the Gemara Mstachim Lamehemet Aleph in Cheil the Gomai in Chomitzu Onish Koris. If I took, let's say, a cookie and I liquefied it and I eat that liquefied cookie on Pesach, so I get Koris because the Gemara says the Chulin Dab Tuchok, that's where this Brisa comes from, Mstachim Dab Lamehemet, that Shtiyah Bechlal Achilam. The Torah says you forbidden, keep Kol Eichel Machmetz, and Ichos, so if you eat Chomitz, Lab Dabka Achilam, Shtiyah is also Bechlal Achilam. So how much of the liquefied cookie do you have to eat? Do you have to eat a kazayis or do you have to eat a revius? A revius is a beta machza. A kazayis is only either a chatzi beta or shlish beta. Chatzan achtemina. It's quite a difference between a chatzi beta or shlish beta as opposed to a beta machza. So the Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't think it depends on the form that you happen to be eating it in, whether it happens to be in the solid form or the liquid form. He thinks it depends on the Loshon HaPasuk. It says, "Kol machmetz lo yiseh chelu loshen achila." So the din is an iser achila. So if the Torah formulates the iser as an iser achila, so the shir is kazayis. And even if it's in a liquid form, shir is still kazayis. It says here, "Kol dam lo yiseh chelu." So it's an iser achila. So even though dam is a liquid, the shir is always going to be kazayis. That's how the Rambam writes. Whoever eats a machlokes asur, the Rambam writes, "Kol aruchol kazayis dam chayv koris onish koris v'loike." Why kazayis? Because the Torah says lo yiseh chelu. By yayin for the nazir. It says he's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to eat. It says anavim lo yoichal, and it says yayin says lo yishten. But since the Torah formulates the yisr as in the lashon shtiyah, so that's why we pass him that the shir there is revi, is not kazayin. And even if you'll solidify it, even if you'll take the wine and make it into a salad, the Minchas Chinuch thinks the shir will still be revi. It won't be kazayin. But then the Minchas Chinuch has a problem with other Rambams. He doesn't know how to be miyashiv the other Rambams. But sometimes the Rambam writes that the tziruf for mashkim is tuch. We discussed the machlokes the Rambam wrote last week. That the Rambam says when you drink a revius, the shir tziruf is tuch tesh tias revius, and the Ravid writes the shir tziruf is tuch for the achilos prat. And the Ravid has enough in the Mishnah in Pesach where it says the Feirish that even for mashkim the shir tziruf is tuch for the achilos prat. So the Rambam Gufa, not only is the Rambam against the Mishnah increases, there is theorists in the Rambam Gufa in Eyebeg, and Hilchas Naziris, and in Hilchas Macholot Asturis. So the Minchas Chinuch says that he doesn't know how to figure out. He throws his hands up, he doesn't know. Whoever knows is a goyin. So Rav Chaim says, no, it's good. What the Minchas Chinuch said in the beginning is good. Whether the Shir is Kazayis or the Shir is Revius depends on what the Havdorah of Yisr is, whether the Torah tells us that the Yisr is an Yisr lo Techel or an Yisr lo Tishtu. If it is the Nisa Shtiyah, then the Shir is Revi. The Nisa Achila, then the Shir is Kazayis. And now, just add on one more word in the Rambam, and everything will be Miyushuv. I mean, Minchas Chinuch writes, he writes this, that it depends whether Achila, Shtiyah, then he says he doesn't know how everything is going to fit in, so he doesn't understand anything. So Rav Chaim says, no, it's good. The beginning of the Minchas Chinuch is good, and the answer to the end is also good. The Rambam Shita apparently is, to be me, he says, you look in all the Rambams, the answer is that the Shir Tziruf, if you're depends on the oifen ha'achilah. It does depend on the hagdoras of the Yisra, on the nature of the Yisra. It depends on the poil mamish. Are you eating it or are you drinking it? Lamashal, if you have liquefied cookies that you eat on pesta, if you have schnapps, liquefied cookies, okay, you have schnapps. So if you drink a liquid chametz on pesta, you'll have to drink a kazayas, not a reviz. If you drink a kazayas, it'll already be like it. And the sheer tear will be tashkadesh tiyas reviz. Why? Because you're drinking it now. The oifen of the avera is aydesh tiyas. Or let's say by Nazir, the din is that wine, the Torah says, lo yishte. How does the Chumash say again? Lo yishte, so the yisur is an isur shtiyah, so the shir is revius. What happens if it's solidified? So then it'll be a revius tevkede achilas pras. What if it's in a liquid state? Then it'll be a revius tevkede shtiyah revius. So he says, Meramah, we can have sometimes kazayis tevkede achilas pras, sometimes kazayis tevkede shtiyah revius. Sometimes Revius took the Achilles Pras, sometimes Revius took the Shdias Revius. Minchas Chinuch says, he doesn't know what's going on in the Rambam, can't figure it out. Sometimes it's a Gangut. Whether you need Kazayas or Revius depends on the Hagdoras or Issa. Whether the sheer Tziruf is took the Achilles Pras, but took the Shdias Revius, he just says, just look in the Rambam. You see, that's what the Rambam says. That depends on the Oifen or Achilo, whether it's Aide Achilo or Aide Shdias. And that's the Terrace, so all the Tziruf. No cash. Anyway, that's the Rambam. There's a Miri in the beginning of Erevin. The Gemara has in the very beginning of Erevin the same drasha that the Gemara has in the beginning of Sukkah. Eretz Chita, Sarah, Gepin, Atein, Averim, and Eretz Eishem, and Drasha. The Gemara has a drasha that call up Mikra Zeh, the Shiurim Nema. That everything mentioned, all the things in this pasuk are Shiurim. But sometimes the Shiur is Kazai, sometimes the Shiur is Revius, sometimes the Shiur is Kibetzik, Kigregorus, and so on. The Gemara bases everything on that pasuk. So when the Gemara says Kazai is, Rashi says, Chela, Pigel, Naisa, Tome, Nevela, Trefer. Rashi gives you a whole list of things that you have to eat a kazayis in order to get malchus. So the Miri there also starts listening up. Miri and Erevin. So he writes, Dam Korosh. Middle of nowhere. Dam Korosh. If he eats solidified blood, the shear is kazayis. So Simcha Zisel, from the Chevenish of Simcha Zisel Brady, whom they write in the newspapers is coming to YU every couple of years. They keep it on, he's coming to YU. No one knows why he's coming to YU. So his enemies, one of the Ashmutzim and Eretz Yisrael, so they keep on writing in the Israeli newspapers. He was offered a job in his country plan coming to YU. So he published the Neary with footnotes, loads and loads of footnotes, long. Tasefis Merubalaik, there's hardly any Miri there. There's more footnotes than there are Miri. So he comments on this, he doesn't know what in the world he's talking about. Why is only dam korish? And what about regular dam? The Rambam writes the Ferish that the sheer dam is kazai. So he thinks that it's a misprint, that korish is a rashitavis of something, and he gives you a whole concoction. It's an unbelievable chat. But Al Bukshuto, Lahore, he doesn't have any manuscripts that indicate that this is a list, that this is a scribal error. The Pashto says that the Niri means to say, to answer the Minchas Chinas Kasha, that why should dam be kazai? Dam is a hamashkes, that should be revealed. So the Pashto says that that's what he's answering. When is dam kazai? When is dam korish? When it's in a solid state? When it's in a liquid state, that will have to be revealed. When it's in a solid state, will it be kazai?
Doesn't
the
thing
that I can remember
the
question of the discuss if he is
the
dam
desire?
So
they say that
if
the size of
the
desire
is dam
korish
equals to the revius of dam. So the liquid, the Gemara says, that a revius of dam, if it would solidify, would shrink. All other mashkin, what is it, water, when it solidifies, it spins. And dam, when it solidifies, congeals. So the revius of dam, when it would solidify, would turn into a kazayis. The Gemara says, kazayis and revius are the same thing by dam.
Right.
There's nothing to discuss. The point of the Gemara is the same? Okay, I don't know. Okay. Not necessarily. It means if it will be in a solid state, this amount could turn into a kazayis. But now it's not in a solid state. So I should still say, why does he have to drink a volume of a revius? Does he have to drink a volume of a revius now that he's in a liquid state, or is it sufficient for malchus and for courage, he needs a volume of a kazayin?
If it's liquid.
If it's in a liquid state. So is it enough to drink a kazayin in a liquid state, or does he have to drink a revius? So not mukra, the Gemara just says, those are the facts. If the dam would congeal, it would become solid, then it would turn into a kazayin. When it's in a liquid state, that amount will be revealed. But how much do you have to drink? Do you have to drink a revealed enough? That doesn't say anything more anyway. We suggested perhaps a different halach. Maybe the difference between Eichon and Mashkin, that an Eichon you need Kazayit and a Mashkin you need Revias, doesn't depend on solid versus liquid, but rather depends on food versus beverage. However, blood is not a beverage. People don't drink blood when they're thirsty. So the you can find it that blood is an Eichon. Even though it's in a liquid state, it's an Eichon. So therefore the Shir should be Kazayit. That's what the Mishnah Berurah calls from the Chayyadim, that if you drink soup, so how much soup do you have to drink in order to say Borna Pashas, that he says, Kazayis. An Igros Moshe, or Moshe Tain is Kazayis. How can it be? But the soup is a liquid, it should be revealed. The Chayyadim, the Pashas, says that that's the term, that the soup is not something that people drink when they're thirsty. When they're thirsty, they drink soda. Yeah. They drink a beverage, they don't drink soup when they're thirsty. They drink soup when they're hungry. Soup is an article, it happens to be in a liquid state, but that's not called a mash. It's an article.
Could this change? Could
such a
thing change?
Yeah. If the minigam dia becomes a soup of gin,
they come
home,
they automatically have soup.
Some should depend on each medina. But it's a beverage or a food.
Each
medina,
the sheer of what
would
you get
markets,
whatever
it
could change,
or
whatever
use it is. Yeah, yeah. It's nikva, whether it's an oil or mashka, and that's the medina. The Mamshik has it, when he writes that raw eggs are considered mashkim. They're not considered as not community Yom Kippur. How much do you have to eat? Years ago, the Chazan used to swallow raw eggs on Yom Kippur before they were done. But the Chazan weren't observing, they weren't true. Maybe today, maybe some of them today are still not true. But they eat on Yom Kippur. So how much raw egg do you have to eat in order to violate the Shir Shalom of Yom Kippur? Is it Kikoseves Agaso, or is it Kimloi Lugma? Is it raw egg an Eichel, or is it raw egg a Mashkir? So the Maram Sheikh has the right in the Gemara, beginning of Beitzah, that a raw egg is an Eichel, it's not a Mashkir. Why is it an Eichel? I bet it's liquidy. So the answer is it's liquidy, but people don't drink it when they're thirsty. It's not a beverage. The definition of a Mashkir is a beverage. I don't know. The Posim say like that, Rishon say like that, the definition of an Eichel versus Mashkin, and a level of Deraisa and a level of Rabban for all the dinim depends on beverage versus food, not liquid versus not. This week is Shabbos HaGodim, so we lay in a special Haftarah. The Orvel Hashem Minchas Yehuda Yerushalayim. Our cook has in a Siddur, an unusual comment on this. The end of the Shmoneh Esrei, we recite this Posim. Orvel Hashem Minchas Yehuda Yerushalayim, so he says that Lossi Lovel will only bring Menachos, he won't bring Korbanos Behem. Yes, it's based on, it's against all the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im speak about Karbanos Behem Alas Alon. Some is based on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Mar Nebuchadnezzar, but the idea of bringing Karbanos Behem is because the Goyim brought Lavei Dezara, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to lean us away from
that.
Avarde will be. Avarde will be Karbanos. The Nevi'im say there will be Karbanos. I don't know what he means. That's what he said.
I don't know what he said, but you know, I'm not sure.
Could be just, okay. Then the pasuk has the korapti alechem amishpul b'chayisi eid memaher b'mechashim v'amenuachim. So we just learned in Sukkot there is a din of ein eid nasadayim. So the chido quotes Akasha, how can the Rebbeinu Shel Olam be the eid? But he's the judge. It says l'mishpat. So he quotes Achronim to say that ein eid nasadayim only if he's first an eid then a dayim. He's dayim nasadayim. First he's a dayim then an eid. That's okay. I don't understand exactly what that means. What? Yeah. I don't understand the cash. I don't understand the text. I don't know. Gemara has a comment on the pasuk: Hayikba Adam Elohim ki Aten Kovim Bosi Vamatem Amek Vanucha Amaisa Vatshuma Vamerat and Meram Yosi Aten Kovim Agoy Kulo. So the Gemara has a comment in the beginning of Horius, first half in Horius, and in the middle of Elizore. Agoy Kulo. The Gemara says that the Dezin can only make a Xer the Rabbanon if Roy Batzibi Yechol Lamidah. Agrei kula, the gzeres the rabbanon and the bezin pasken is a din, so they don't have to see whether the balabatim like the din. It's not up to the balabatim to vote whether the rabbanon know how to learn. The rabbanon pasken a din, and that's it. But when the rabbanon are making a gzeres the rabbanon, instituting new takone, so that's not with the koyach haterah that they have. That's only with the koyach of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael doesn't accept it, so it's not tough. So the Gemara says that this is the mocker from this pasuk. What is this pasuk speaking about? A takone. So apparently he's referring to the next pasuk. Habil is kol amaseh or beso itzur, and so on. The Tosfos writes, the Gemara says in the second parak in Ksubas and Gomas and other places that Ezra penalized the Levim that we shouldn't give them the Maista. Either that you're not allowed to give them the Maista, that you're not allowed to give the Maista, you give the Maista to the Kohanim, or that it's optional. Until the days of Ezra, you had to give the Maista only to the Levim. The Kohanim, you can either give to the Levim or to the Kohanim. That's what the Tosfos shows in the Gemara, that there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether on the level of the Raisa, Maista Rishon may be given to a Kohen or to a Levi, or it can only be given to a Levi. See, if you can, on a level of the Raisa, it can either be given to a Kohen or to a Levi, so then the Knas of Ezra, you should only give it to a Kohen. If on a level of the Raisa, you can only give it to a Levi, then the Rabbani said, you can either give it to a Levi or to a Kohen. He only changed it one step. The Tosfos says, where in the world did the Gemara know that there's such a Knas? Where does it say the Knas is not recorded anywhere in Tanakh? The Tosfos says, this is the Pasuk. Avihus kolam aseh al beis ha'oitzah, they should bring the Maestris to the beis ha'oitzah and the beis ha'migdosh, and divide it among the Kohanim. So in the Beis HaMikdash they only had Kohanim. So they said that's what it's speaking about. So this was the Knas of Ezra. And the Gemara says, Hagoy Kulo, that they were making a Knas, they needed the Haskam of the whole Tzibur. So this is very interesting. This is not exactly what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says when the Bez makes a Gzeira, they need the Reva Tzibi Yicholam Ambo, the Tzibur should be Mekabalah. The Gzeira then the Gemara. A Gzeira that's Loi Pashto is Mizbatal. But this is not a Gzeira, this is a Knas. A gzeir and a knas are not the same thing. Tosfos says halacha kira meir di gzeir oiso, the loy bi knas oiso. That's two different things. So that's the pshat here. That's how the Gemara understood the pasuk that you need haskamas agoy kula even to make a knas. The chum have no right to make a knas without the balabatim agreeing. It's interesting. I don't know. Levim, I guess, would not agree. But I guess the tzibur are calling so. I assume the Levim would never agree to this. But the rest will follow yourself. I don't know.
Who would vote?
I don't know. The Gemorin, the first parak in Chagiga, has a comment on the pasuk. The Shafta Maris made Sarik La Rasha, but Ovid Elikim Nasher Loy Avodah. The Gemara asks, isn't Sarik and Rasha the same as Ovid Elikim Nasher Loy Avodah? The Gemara says, no. Shabayu Tzadiki Gmurin Inu. That the Ovid Elikim Nasher Loy Avodah are both Tzadik and Gmurin. The difference between them is, Enadoy Meshayna Pirka Mea Pam, Meshayna Pirka Mea Pam Vachas. The Ovid Elikim is the one who chazes the Shir 101 times. And the Asher Loy Avodah only chazes the Shir 100 times. He's called Loy Avodah. He didn't worship Hashem. Even though he's a Tzadik Gomer, the Gemara says, he's called Loy Avodah. What kind of a pshat is that? What kind of a thing is that? What is the difference between Me'epama, Me'epama, Bacha? The Rav Soloveitchik used to like to say over the pshat from the Baal HaTanya. Some people say Rav Soloveitchik made up the pshat on his own. He used to say the Baal HaTanya has the pshat, the Sefer HaTanya. Yes, Kenny Lubavitch Echosin, I'll show you where it is. Tanya writes that he's reconstructing history. He says, apparently, the Zman HaTalmud, when the Torah Shabbat Peh was only transmitted by Peh, and he wasn't writing it down Biksah. So it was a chok in the yeshiva, like there's a chok in the yeshiva, everybody has to learn from 9 to 3, whatever. And they have to take a midterm, they have to take a final. And then if you learn at night, that's extra. If you learn in the summertime, extra. If you learn after finals, that's extra already. But there's a chok from 9 to 3, everybody has to learn, you have to take midterm final. If you write a paper, if you do an extra siyum, you learn extra things, that's lamayla. So the chok, the Zman HaGemara, the Baal HaTanya suggests was, in order to commit everything to memory, because they had no text, they only had Tanakh, they didn't have Torah Shabbat, so everybody had a chazan 100 times. That was chok.